This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Afternoons with Christian Arcand and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Tommy Curran joining us earlier in the show. I asked him about the amount of praise being heaped on Drake May. Three Bear style. Was it too hot, too cold, or just right? And he said it's just right. So this is an appropriate amount of praise being heaped on Drake May. I shouldn't have made that an option.
It was like freaking Goldilocks in her porridge.
I thought that was pretty funny, man. I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
Three Bear style.
It was Three Bear style. I probably should have left just right off the, but I figured Curran would give me something. But listen, whatever you think about Drake May and the credit that he's getting, it's universal.
It's everywhere. Too much. I'm gonna say it. It's too much.
I need someone to rip him now. Like, I don't want to do it because I like Drake May and I don't really have that much to complain about. But it does seem like this is going a little overboard for a guy.
One, two, three, four, five, six starts.
Who's made six starts and has one win?
Right.
Right.
Well, he has two technically.
In his starts.
Yes. He's left the field a winner once.
That's true. You're right. Okay, sorry.
He left the field concussed.
Right. He didn't finish the game, but yeah, they did win that game technically. That's true. That's what we're talking about.
2-4 in your first six. Bunch of turnovers. You end games with picks. Mm-hmm. Like, whoever's fault it is, we can debate. We can yell at Pop Douglas. Whatever. Games end with picks. It's not like some perfect Cinderella story. Oh, my God, he's on this streak of this or that. And I will give, some of it is just visual. Like, I do think the predecessor impacts the current quarterback. And I don't mean Jacoby Brissett, but probably a little bit of Jacoby Brissett, actually. But also the crap of Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi and even late Cam Newton. And, mm-hmm. you know, we don't have a guy that can do this. We don't have a guy that can do that. And now, we got a guy that can kind of do everything.
Are we overrating Drake May because of that?
Yes.
Are we overrating Drake May because of Zappi and Mac and yes. Cam and all these other things that we've seen between Tom Brady, between 2019 and today? Is that, I mean, it seems
right
like
now,
that's a big part of it.
Right now,
yeah.
Yes. Now, we'll see where the evolution goes.
If Drake May was doing this in Carolina, would the same type of praise and everything be heaped on him like this? Because I wonder about that sometimes, too. The Patriots are still considered a marquee team, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're still the Patriots. They're not the Patriots of Tom Brady and Belichick, but they're still
yes.
relevant. They're still, like, what, top five worth valued teams in the world.
Right.
So, you know, they're still out there.
But
right?
I think he would also be getting this in... like Vegas. If he landed with Vegas and he was doing this, I think there'd be a lot of hype. Because I do think the Raiders are still kind of a
yep.
a notable franchise. You're in that Vegas world.
Sure.
A lot of people would be visiting, so it'd be spreading. But I think some of it is just the simple modern football. Like, for example, the kid at BC, Castellanos. That's
yes,
now
well, he's not at BC now.
But no,
yeah.
But remember last year there was like a couple, it was like early hype, and it was like, holy crap, this kid can run. He's mm-hmm. exciting.
This year, too. Yeah.
We jump to conclusions, and we jump to positive conclusions when we want to. And right now, just like at BC, they want to be good. They want to have a great quarterback. So if you give them any hint of anything, they're going to run with it. And right now, we want to get back to the Patriots matter. We want to get back to the Patriots have a good quarterback, because this is a place where for 20 years, we had the measuring stick at the quarterback position. So, yes, we are, we're sort of like validating our own desires, I guess. Like,
yeah.
You know.
But it's not just us.
No, and that's where I think it's weird. That's where I think it's weird, where the Lewis Riddicks and the certainly the Dan Orlovsky is a great example, but Mark Sanchez or Mike McDaniel, anybody, McVay, has no one has pumped any brakes. It's like full speed ahead down the hill. We're going to need one of those. What do they call those things full of rocks on the side of the highway where if the truck is going too far, it's like the emergency stop or whatever.
Yeah, feels the runaway truck ramp.
Yeah. I feel like the May train needs a runaway truck ramp right now.
Well, we do have one. We do have one brave soul.
Seems like you guys are cheerleaders. And, well, I think he's pretty good. I mean, he's also very error-prone. And if you look at the stats, he's really no more than middle of the pack.
He's not error prone, because if you look at the stats, at least the one people are spewing today on social media, he's accurate 91.9% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that's like drug like. You know, they tell like it works the first time, 91.9% of the time.
Works
that's like
60% of the time,
right.
All the time.
Every time.
So he's not inaccurate. He's not error prone. He has turnovers.
Right.
Now, whether those are his or not, whether those
are. Well, errors aren't necessarily errant throws. Like an error could be a fumble or, you know, something else, right? Throwing to the wrong guy.
Yeah, but throwing to the wrong guy is an error.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be an errant throw. You mean
well,
the wrong receiver?
The wrong receiver. Like someone's wide open and instead you check down. Like that type of thing. That's,
that's
error,
how
you
win. That's good rookie learning.
Not if someone's wide open for a touchdown, Andy. It's a hypothetical. Come on.
I don't know. I had a lot of Tom Brady's over the years and you never lost by checking down.
Okay. Tom Brady also hit a lot of guys deep down the sideline for touchdowns too. So, I mean, that's sort of the point. Like
I don't think he has a lot of errant
throws. You can make an error without having it be an interception or even an incompletion is what I'm saying.
Sure. I guess there's some.
Like Jacoby Brissett checks down a lot when maybe there was somebody else open, and I consider that an error, right?
And that's what the receivers kind of complained about.
Exactly.
Bob Douglas and company.
And that's not something that Drake May does all the time or anything.
I think he gives his guys shots.
Yeah, he does.
And maybe he needs to do less with Pop Douglas because he doesn't look for the shot.
Got to make sure they're looking first.
I think it's Warren Drake. It's his decision.
That is so wrong.
Boomer.
That is the wrongest. It's his decision to not throw to a receiver wide open in the middle of the field between two safeties.
Well, we don't know what the play call was. We don't know what the play design
was. We do if we believe AVP.
I don't necessarily believe AVP.
You calling him a liar?
A little bit, yeah. Or not necessarily a liar, but someone who's much more interested in protecting Drake May than Pop Douglas when it comes to a big thing like that. And that being his meal ticket, as Jones said, which I agree with, his whole job right now is developing Drake May, not developing Pop Douglas. So, yeah, sure. I could see him siding with Drake May on that for sure.
But your eyes didn't tell you that was Pop Douglas?
Well, I don't know what my eyes saw. My eyes saw a guy not knowing to turn and look for the ball because he thought he had to keep running his route. So if he was told in the huddle, you know, you're going deep and then turn and look for the ball when you hit the 30 or whatever and the ball's coming at the 40, then, yeah, that's not on him necessarily, no.
Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of examples of that route being run in that way in any way, and the guy just not looking. Like, I don't know how.
Maybe he thought he could get past the safety and then he'd get the ball
with this
beyond
team?
Him. I don't know.
He thinks Drake May's got that kind of time for wait for him to get clear of the safety?
He has that kind of arm.
Oh, he has that kind of arm?
Yeah.
But he doesn't have that kind of line. How many plays has he gotten that much protection this year? He'll be running for his life by that time, Pop. It's going to be a scramble drill by the time you're down there.
Probably, but you know what? Some of his best plays have come off the scramble drill.
The only way I was going to put that on Drake is it looked to me, and I told you this, like he was clearing out for somebody underneath.
Yeah.
Like he was supposed to run the safeties off, challenge the safeties, and then there was something coming underneath. But then it would be a hellacious throw by Drake because he knows that he's not actually, he calls it a for love of the game route.
Right.
And if he throws to the wrong guy, that's a horrific rookie mistake. I think he's proven us enough. He doesn't really make horrific rookie mistakes.
No, he doesn't.
So therefore, Pop Douglas screwed up. I'm with AVP. I'm with Drake.
People get tired of hearing me saying this, but these kids are realizing things for the first time. They don't realize how good the athletes are in the secondary, how smart they are, how they dupe you into doing things, and they have to learn.
They also don't know how dumb their own receivers are sometimes, apparently.
Sometimes. 617-779-7937. We got room for you here on the phones if you'd like to chime in on the Drake May conversation. When we return, we'll go behind the glass. It is time for a quiz with Stiz here on Trivia Thursday. It's coming up next.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up one last time before we get out of here with what's trending this hour on WEEI and WEEI. NFL.com. The Patriots back out on the practice field today as they continue to get ready for their Week 12 matchup against the Dolphins. Kickoff from Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Sunday at 1 p.m. There were four DMPs during yesterday's practice. Those names included Christian Barmore, Jacqueline Roy, Vidarian Lowe, and Dietrich Wise. Seven other players were limited. Offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt spoke with the media earlier today, and here's the areas he said needed some improvement.
Definitely some areas we still need to improve in. You know, we highlighted for our offense the red zone. We're going to score touchdowns when we get down there. And really short yardage. We got to be better in those situations there. We had a chance on fourth and one and went back to fourth and six. Those are two areas. And then taking care of the football. You know, that's in one area we said, where have we improved over the last four or five games? We've improved a lot in a lot of areas. Where we haven't is in the turnover margin. So we have to be diligent taking care of the football.
Thursday night football tonight. The Broncos will host the Steelers. Kickoff at 8:15. You can hear the call of that game right here on WEEI FM. Our Westwood One coverage will begin at 7:30. Joe Sacco will make his debut tonight as head coach of the Boston Bruins after Jim Montgomery let go from the team 2 days ago. The Bees will welcome the Utah Hockey Club to the Garden tonight. Puck drops at 7 p.m. Korpisalo will get the start in net for your Boston Bruins. Celtics, they're at the White House right now to celebrate banner number 18. They'll stay in Washington to take on the Wizards tomorrow night. Tip-off at 7 p.m. as the group stage continues for the NBA Cup. And Sam Kennedy spoke with the Boston Globe earlier today. He confirmed reports from last week that the Red Sox met with Juan Soto. Kennedy also said, quote, the goal is to win 90-plus games to not be worrying about a wild card spot. Trending brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons with R. Cannon Hart, and it's trivia night here on the afternoon show. Go nowhere.
This is Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI. On WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcand, Andy Hart. We've covered a lot of ground here today. Do we know if Joe Mazzulla said anything weird at the White House? Because I'm seeing clips and I see Biden did like a no-look pass to Al Horford, which not great, but you know.
He meant to look. It wasn't intentionally a no-look. He forgot to look.
He was like, yeah. And Horford caught it, which is good.
That's important.
Yeah, it would have been tough if it like didn't reach him. You know, that would have been a tough scene. But he did get the ball to him. I did see him speaking, and I think he said that his Secret Service code name is Celtic, which I didn't know.
Is he supposed to give that out? He's not done yet.
He's only got the job a little longer, so you know.
Jesus,
what's the difference at this point?
Celtic has landed. Celtic has landed.
But
Celtic
on the move. I don't care about any of that. I don't care anything about Biden had to say or anything Harris had to say or anything that anybody on the team had to say. Maybe Jaylen Brown. But all I want to know is if Joe Mazzulla said anything weird. Do we know if Joe Mazzulla said anything weird back there? Did you guys catch anything?
No, Dave just said he just was searching Twitter. He hasn't seen anything yet, but he is on top of it.
Okay. Maybe they told him he can't talk. Maybe they're like, Joe, listen. Joe, buddy, come on.
No,
we know you're
good.
The coach. We know you're the coach, but can you? And he's like, well, if I can't say what I want to say, I'm not going to talk at all.
Wait, but when
And they were like, fine, don't talk.
When has he significantly stepped in it?
He hasn't significantly stepped in anything. He just says wild
things.
Stuff.
No, yeah, I think that's fun, though. That's who he is.
I think it is, too.
He's leaning into it.
Listen.
Which is why we're hoping he
says
something
at
the White
talk.
House.
I'm just saying. Maybe
no, I'm saying as
maybe
the Celtics.
Wick and the Celtics were like, Joe, maybe don't. Like, you know,
why?
I don't know.
I think people have embraced him even more. I had my doubts. I thought he might become an insufferable douche, and he hasn't. He's come more likable. Eccentric, whatever, however you describe
eccentric
him.
Eccentric is, I think, a good
okay.
way.
Okay, so he's become more likable in that sense, in
very
my mind.
Very eccentric.
You might try to get Biden to do some, like, MMA.
That'd be great.
That would be cool.
Now, as long as he doesn't, like, hurt the guy or
right.
anything. But, I mean, I would not ban
him. They get in, like, the wrestling position?
I think he's a positive for the Boston Celtics now.
Mazzulla?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Not just on the court as a coach. I'm saying, like, his personality, his quirkiness. He's more universally likable for me than Popovich or Kerr or some of your guys.
My guys?
Yeah.
Those aren't my guys.
No, they're kind of your guys.
Not really.
Kind of.
These days, I don't know. but I do think with Mazzulla, anyway, I agree with you. I think that he's more likable than those guys, but he's likable because of how weird and off-putting he can be.
So on this stage, in front of the White House, in the Rose Garden, wherever they are, say something quirky, say something funny. People, and he has the ability to say things. It's what he doesn't say or how short he, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like he says, like, no, didn't, and just looks at you and you're
I'm partially surprised
that he didn't say, I'm not going to the White House because the only president I recognize is the Lord Jesus Christ. Like, I'm surprised that didn't happen. Because that's kind of how, right, when the...
Okay, if he goes down that road,
about
maybe...
the royal family.
When the royal family was there, he's like, the only king and queen I know is Jesus and Mary, and like, whatever, you know, like that type of thing. So, listen, this is stuff that he said, Andy.
No, I know.
I'm not pulling this out of nowhere. I'm not painting an incorrect picture
ago.
Here. It wasn't that long ago. Anyway, he's very religious. That's all. I mean, maybe he doesn't even respect the idea of government, so long as it's outside the scope of, you know, the Lord.
According to Patriots NFL 1 on in the Twitch chat, Missoula didn't talk.
Boo!
I agree.
Boo!
Did anybody?
Boo!
What are we doing here?
Boo!
Let him have some fun.
Let the man speak. Let him speak at the podium.
He earned it.
Yes.
You threw the guy to the wolves, and he brought you a banner.
I know.
He may not have wanted to, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would either. Because that's like big boy talking. That's like the whole world watching. That's like you end up on not sports talk radio. You end up on like Fox News and CNN and that kind of stuff.
End up on Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, there's like an elevated oops factor there.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, so maybe that was smarter. Good call. Good call, Joe.
I consider that a blown opportunity.
So
all
who
right.
did talk? Just Al?
I don't know if Al talked at all. I know Biden speaking. That's
I've
it. I don't know. Maybe,
Biden, but
maybe
I haven't
that's
seen
it.
Anything from players.
Maybe nobody else did.
Let him screw up.
I have no idea. Right. All right. With that in mind, let's go behind the glass for a quiz with Stiz.
I'm back, baby.
All right, guys. Who won last week? I believe it was Arcan.
He did.
Arcan smoked you
he
last
did.
Week. So.
I liked these better when I was smoking Keef at night.
Smoking Keef, huh?
That's funny. All right, gentlemen, you guys
Andy
know the rules.
Andy doesn't get it.
Oh, you don't get it?
Wait, maybe I do or maybe I don't.
It's marijuana,
oh.
Andy.
It's not marijuana. It's like the stuff
the crystals.
When you grind it up. It's the crystals, basically. That's Keef, yeah.
Crystallized marijuana?
No, not
it's like
crystallized
the crystals
marijuana.
That are that's
crystal
on
meth?
The buds.
No, Andy. It... God, you're such a square.
L7. Yeah.
You guys seem to know a lot.
Anyway, what do we got, Stiz?
All right, boys. Tonight, the theme for tonight's quiz is famous firings.
Okay.
All right.
Poor Monty.
Pour one out for Monty. I got 10. Actually, I got 11 questions tonight. We will go back and forth. You guys will each try to guess it. If neither of you has got the guess, I have multiple choice for you.
You got it.
And there'll be
should
no.
Should we turn
points.
The screen off so that we can so that no
Andy,
one can cheat?
Andy's
they're slow.
Known to
Andy's
cheat,
looking right at it. No, they're slow. I'm
hopefully.
Sure they are. I think I'm gonna move this.
Well, I got it on my screen too. So.
All right, Christian, you won last week. So heads or tails?
Tails. Tails never fails.
All right. David chose that 2 hours ago, and it is tails. So,
all right.
Arcan, you will go first.
Okay. I'm getting hosed.
Yeah. This comedian was fired from his first acting job on a TV sitcom after producers felt he had a lackluster performance.
Comedian was fired from his sitcom job. That's a very vague question.
I love it.
They said, what did the producer say? They said what?
He had, quote, a lackluster performance.
A sitcom job. He was the star of the sitcom?
Yep.
How many questions does he get to ask?
Well, one of them was just a follow-up.
You want to use it in a sentence and etymology or something?
The origin of that the sitcom? I'm going to say...
Quit stalling.
I'm going to say... John Mulaney?
No.
No?
Okay. Andy.
His I would
comedian?
Not have said that because I don't know who that is.
John Mulaney had a sitcom and it got canceled very quickly, but I don't know if he got fired or not. Okay.
Fired, sitcom, what was the description? Sorry.
This comedian was fired from his first acting job on a TV sitcom after producers felt he had, quote, a lackluster performance.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Nailed it, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Seinfeld got fired from Seinfeld? I don't remember that.
No, I don't think it was Seinfeld. I think it was probably a different sitcom.
Okay. We're back, baby!
All right, Andy's up.
All right, Andy. This artist was fired from their first record label after the label wasn't prepared to wait another 6 months for a debut album.
These are the vaguest questions ever.
I know. There's not a lot of info to go with here.
It's all right.
Eminem.
No.
I thought he was looking for the dinger button.
This artist was fired from their first record label after the label wasn't ready to wait another 6 months for their debut album.
I'm going to say Future. I don't know.
No. Yeah. Andy, was it A, Nicki Minaj, B, Taylor Swift, or C, Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga.
2-0
yeah,
Andy.
Let's go.
2-0 Andy.
I'm back, baby.
Okay.
Put that meat dress on and wear it.
I saw that meat dress at the Hard Rock in Vegas.
Yeah.
All right, Christian. This author was fired from their job as secretary at Amnesty International for using their work computer for personal business.
Author?
Author.
Amnesty International.
Yep.
These personal business. Jesus.
What do we elevate up to, like, the hardest level?
Jesus. You wanted trivia? You got it.
Oh, we did.
I'm up 2-0, so what do I care?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to say author. Stephen King. I don't know.
No. Yeah. Andy. This author fired from their job as secretary at Amnesty International for using their work computer for personal business.
John Grisham.
No. Christian, was it A, Bob Woodward, B, Stephen King, or C, J.K. Rowling?
Woodward?
No.
J.K. Rowling?
J.K. Rowling worked for Amnesty International. Woo! That's right.
3-0, Andy.
Wait, he gets credit for that?
You're absolutely right. I get credit for that. I thought it just ends on me if I get it wrong.
No, I get credit for that. I get the guess.
No, that's right. There's no that was his second guess.
It was the second. It's only the third that doesn't get credit. Get your ass out of here.
What are you talking about?
That's right.
There's two multiple choice guesses.
Yeah.
What you don't get is the third. If we both get it wrong, that the next person
You did happen to guess Stephen King, which was
King, so I only had one left. All right, fine. So I'm down for that.
Andy, this revolutionary mind was removed from his job as overseer of his family farm after his mother realized that he hated work.
This revolutionary...
Revolutionary mind.
Oh.
On the tip of his tongue.
It really is. this is wrong, but I'm Paul Revere.
No. Arkan.
Albert Einstein.
No.
I'm
Andy, was it A, Sir Isaac Newton, B, Albert Einstein, or C, Carl Sagan?
Newton.
This man is on it.
No, he's not. I just keep guessing one of the things in the multiple choice.
I know, that's twice that you've done it. That's twice.
What's the Trump dance? Jesus. I'm going to do it.
Just left, right, left, right. Ugh. There you go. There we go. That's
Stop
a good Trump dance.
Stop the fight. He doesn't think it's an exhibition. He thinks it's a damn fight.
All right, Arkan. This former president was fired from his job as captain in the army and reduced to the rank of private.
Who was in the army? Who served? What president
certainly wasn't
served
Trump.
In the army? It definitely wasn't Trump.
Bone spurs.
Wasn't Obama. Wasn't Clinton. Wasn't Reagan. I'm going to say, jeez, I don't know, Truman?
No. Huh? Andy.
Jimmy Carter.
No.
Ah.
Arkan, was it A, Ulysses S. Grant, B, George Washington, or C, Abe Lincoln?
Grant.
No.
Damn. What are my other two options?
Ulysses S. Grant, George Washington, Abe Lincoln.
Give me Honest Abe Lincoln.
5-0.
You want to just go home now, you loser?
If he gets
you may not know
record.
The difference between a winner and a loser, but right now you're a loser.
Oh, I do know that because I whooped your ass last time, so relax there.
Hey, I got to celebrate while I can.
Okay. This is, by the way, ridiculous, these questions.
Yeah. All right, Arkan.
Yes.
This personality was fired.
It's on him now.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah, it's
Andy. This personality was fired from NBC after execs took issues with his off-color humor.
This executive?
This personality was fired from NBC after execs took issues with his off-color humor. Famous firings.
Ted Danson.
No.
Norm MacDonald.
No. Not a bad guess, though.
He was fired by NBC for having off-color humor, by
All right,
the way.
Cliff Clavin.
The famous OJ.
That is a 100%
the famous OJ
Jesus
bit.
You've got to have more details in these questions.
Was it A,
these
Elon Musk? B, oh, no, I'm sorry. Was it A, Conan O'Brien? B, Jay Leno? Or C, Howard Stern?
Howard Stern.
Nailed it.
6-0.
WNBC.
WNBC.
This is ridiculous.
That's trivia, baby.
I won't lie to you, it isn't, but this kind of feels like a setup.
This is the ridiculous round of trivia, but all right.
Famous firings.
What else we got?
Arcan. Wow. This entrepreneur was fired from his job as a salesperson after failing to show up for work one morning.
Entrepreneur fired from his job, failed to show up for work one morning. Jesus Christ. I'm going to say Mark Cuban.
Nailed it right off the guess.
What, are you feeding him answers now?
No,
you
I
feel
didn't
bad?
That time. That time I did.
I know you have ways you can talk to different ears in there.
No, I know. I don't. But it's really not.
I'm not going to win
were
this anyway.
Elon Musk, Mark Cuban, or Steve Jobs. So really,
well, I didn't know what the choices were with the question. There's no answers here.
All right, Andy.
There's no details for any of these questions.
He's such an
no
angry
way, there's
man.
No way to ever get any of these in the first guess.
Turns out you guys both are very
there's
competitive.
No way, competitive. There's, no
like
way, there's no way to answer these questions on the first
like
guess.
It.
Either one of us, that was the first guess that either one of us have gotten. Just for the record.
Andy, this inventor was fired from his job as a draftsman due to his incessant gambling and mental illness.
Elon Musk.
No. Mm. Arcan.
Say it again.
This inventor was fired from his job as a draftsman, which is like architectural drawings, due to his incessant gambling and mental illness.
Gambling and mental illness? He was an inventor?
Yep.
Tesla.
Nailed it.
Really?
Nailed it.
All right.
Tesla. That's two.
Nikola
right
Tesla.
Off the bat.
All right. I'm mounting
no,
a comeback.
I actually.
What's the score, David?
The only two I had were Musk and Tesla.
6-2.
I was thinking of him.
Musk
okay.
and Tesla were
those were like
guesses?
My only two answers. Yeah.
I had the other choices were Thomas Edison and Henry Ford.
Okay.
Oh, old Hank. Inventors. Okay, Andy. This TV personality lost her job as a TV reporter in Baltimore after management thought she was a bad fit.
Who's
there's
from
definitely
Baltimore?
A clue. There you go.
Okay, say it again then.
This TV personality lost her job as a TV reporter in Baltimore after management thought she was a bad fit.
There's a clue in there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm. How about Megyn Kelly?
No. Arcan.
Barbara Walters.
No. Andy, was it A, Ellen DeGeneres, B, Kelly Clarkson, or C, Oprah Winfrey?
Ellen DeGeneres.
No.
Oprah?
Nailed it. All Baltimore. Right. Yeah, she was.
I thought she was Chicago. I thought she was from Chicago.
I thought she was Chicago, too.
She had a job in Baltimore as a TV
okay.
reporter.
Is that, like, that was the bad fit? I didn't get any clues in there.
I guess, yeah.
This guy sucks.
Where we at?
This is brutal.
Are we at Arcan?
You yes. want to just turn on the host?
No. I mean, maybe, but yeah.
This quiz blows.
Arcan, this coach was fired from the Cleveland Browns before going on to become the greatest coach of all time.
You
Oh, of course, we all know that's.
What are we doing here?
Bill Belichick.
This is one of the questions.
Bill Belichick.
We went from questions that had no answer to one with an
to
obvious,
the most obvious
had,
answer of all
they
time.
They all had answers.
No, they didn't.
They all had answers.
Listen.
Ones that you got right and some wrong.
You suck at this.
All right. And the last one. This singer was fired from Dunkin' Donuts after squirting jelly filling on a rude customer.
I'm glad you finished that sentence, by the way.
Who's a crazy singer? SZA.
SZA. No.
I think I know this.
Why are you laughing at me?
That's just, I would never in a million years
me.
Would have expected you
I'm
to
like
pull
out
SZA.
I'm like an onion on layered, baby.
Is it Madonna?
Nailed it.
Ah!
Nailed it.
One. I'd heard that story before. Yeah. I heard about Madonna working at Dunkin' Donuts.
And
I didn't know that she squirted stuff on a
jelly
customer.
Filling at a rude customer.
All right.
It fits.
And that's how you play. So what was the final score, David?
Six to five.
Arcan came back. See,
I roared back in the second
you
half.
You gave him the Bill Belichick one.
That's
so
true.
It's really
no,
6-4.
There's always a
that
couple
question
gimmies
was
in there. And that was that not a famous firing? I don't know.
It was definitely a famous firing.
That was the first famous firing that we knew. All the others were just like pulling things out of our ass.
This person got fired once is basically right. The question, every other question.
One time, a guy in radio got fired. Who was he?
A man was fired.
That's why there's multiple
once,
choice.
At a time. This guy got fired for being a jerk. It's like, oh, okay. Well, yeah. The guy.
Good job, Stiz. I'm just kidding.
I really thought I had that with Norm MacDonald. If I had, that would have given me the lead if I had gotten the Norm MacDonald one. I could have.
Such a famous thing, the O.J. Simpson SNL thing.
Ah. So now we're 1-1.
1-1.
1-1.
1-1.
Man. I couldn't even win anyway. Once it was 6-0, I couldn't have won anyway.
Well, strong comeback, though, Arcan, I must say.
I did roar back in the second half.
You gave it to him. No strong comeback.
I didn't give him anything.
I got two off the rip.
You got two off the rip.
I got Madonna and Mark
Cuban. And he happened to get the Belichick
one. And Tesla. I got Tesla, too.
Happened to get the Belichick one.
Belichick was, you gave me that one. But you also had a couple of, you got helped out, too, by me guessing ones that were already in the multiple.
That happened twice.
That definitely helped you out a lot.
That is key. Key strategy.
We all help each other. Anyway, all right, I guess we're tied up in the quizzes with stizzes. I got one. Andy got one right there. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up with odds and ends next.